A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Tzadi Hei, Yevamos 95a, pagination is 189. Starting from the top of the page, and then we'll do a little bit of skipping to discover two Kal Vachomers of fascinating import. Our topic is Achos Isha Divimezid Lo Asira, which means that if a man would illicitly live with the sister of his wife, have intimacy, bia, with her, illicitly, because that's a prohibited relationship, it's so prohibited that if he tried to do kiddushin with her, it wouldn't even work. Nevertheless, such an illicit relationship does not prohibit the marriage between him and his wife. His wife and himself will continue to be married. We encountered this in the Mishnah that preceded our topic here, because we had a case where a man thought that his wife was dead, and therefore he married her sister. Just to clarify, the prohibited relationship of a wife's sister is unusual in that once his wife passes away, he is permitted to marry her sister. And hopefully we'll get to that in the next session. But that's the idea, that after her passing, he is permitted in the sister. And therefore, what we encountered in the Mishnah was that a man actually did live with the sister and later found out that his wife was very much alive. The rule that we had there was that the marriage between him and his wife is not affected by this tragic error. It's very serious. He was living with a woman that's forbidden to him, but it doesn't affect his marriage, and he's going to be restored to his wife once we realize that she's alive. Not only that, but the rule that we're being told over here is even if it was bemazed, even had he done it purposely, the relationship, he and his wife, is still going to remain halachically intact. They might need some marriage counseling, and he's going to need some tshuva counseling, but it doesn't affect the relationship of the marriage halachically. And the Gemara tells us this is based on a pasuk. Second line, uminalon delo asira. How do you know that even if it was done purposely, it still doesn't prohibit his relationship with his wife? Tanya, as we learned, Osa, in the Parsha of Sota, Parshas Noso, we're told that if she, the wife, who is suspect, lived with another man, then she will be prohibited to her husband. But it says, Osa, her, only her, sleeping with somebody else is going to cause the prohibition. Osa shechivasa osrasa. If she behaves like that, she will become prohibited. Ve'en shechivasa chosa osrasa. But the sleeping of somebody else, her sister, is not going to prohibit her, and her marriage will remain intact even if her husband went ahead and did illicit behavior with her sister. It's only her behavior that can prohibit her from her husband. Says the Gemara, this limud is very powerful because it's not what we would have anticipated. Sheyacho, because we would have thought, and here's the first Kal Vachomer to appreciate, Vahalo Dinhu, there's a logic here. Uma b'makom sheba al isur kal ne'esar ha'oser. When we deal with a light Isser, an easy Isser, something of lesser level, the people involved already become prohibited. Makam Shabal Isser Chomer, when you come and deal with something very serious, heavier, Enodin Shanasar Haoser, certainly it should be prohibited. What is the easy one that is prohibited, and what is the serious one that we think ought to be prohibited? So by the time the Gemara is over analyzing this, the comparison is that Kal light refers to an Eshes Ish, a married woman. Why is it considered light? It's very much not the way we would have described that prohibition, but it's considered light because it could be undone during their lifetime. And that's why it's considered light. It has a potential to change. It's not written in stone, so to speak. It has potential to change. If the husband would give the wife a get, it could change. You could divorce. It's possible to change that erva during their lifetime. But when you're dealing with an Isser Chomer, the Gemara says, which is something that cannot change during their lifetime, and that's referring to the sister of his wife, that's considered Chomer because nothing they can do can change it during their lifetime. It is written in stone. During their lifetime, it will not budge. And therefore, by the Isser Kal, by the light one, the one that could change theoretically, if she is mizana, if she acts illicitly, it prohibits her to her husband. So we would think that if he violates an erva that's more serious, it certainly should prohibit him to his wife. It should be a violation of their marriage. And that's exactly what this pasuk comes to tell us, that his behavior with a different woman is not going to prohibit the wife from her husband. It's only if the wife misbehaves that the marriage will have problems and will force a divorce. The Gemara continues and tells us that this logic, with its pasuk in the Torah that undoes the logic, tells us not to go with that logic of prohibiting a man to his wife if he was illicitly with her sister, that entire logic is by mazed, if he did it purposely. But if it was bishogeg, if it was by mistake, similar to the case that we described in the previous Mishnah where he thought that she was dead, then it gets approached very differently in logic, and the logic would indeed say that they should remain permitted to one another. Because if a wife acted bishogeg in a true level of shogeg, we have to discuss what's called shogeg, what's called ones, but the Gemara makes a kal vachomer which deserves attention, even beyond this session. We'll do what we can simply translating the words to introduce the kal vachomer. But if she would be in a true, what we would call ones, against her will, she would remain permitted to her husband. And similarly, if he would be in such a case, it stands to reason, even from logic, that he would still be permitted to his wife. The kal vachomer that we were discussing until now to prohibit him from his wife was only if it was done b'mezid purposely, and on that we have a pasuk telling us that in all cases, his behavior is not going to prohibit his wife from him. It's only her behavior, shochav osa, that would prohibit. Let's see this kal vachomer, at least textually, as the Gemara presents it. I'm about 15 lines from the top at the end of a line. Lefi, because originally, he was permitted to all the women of the world. And she was permitted to all the men of the world, at least proverbially speaking. They're open to everyone. Kadsha, when he did the Kiddushin, hu osra vihi osra so. He prohibits her and she prohibits him. Meruba Iser Sha'asra, there are more prohibitions that he imposes on her, Me Iser Sha'asar Tahu, than the prohibitions that she imposes on him. Shehu Asra B'chol Anashim Sheba Olam, because he prohibits her in all men of the world. V'hi lo asra sahu ela b'krovo seha, and she only prohibits him in her relatives, her mother, her daughter, her sister, but it's very localized. V'alo dinhu, therefore let's proceed with the logic. Mahu sha'asra b'chol anashim sheba olam, when you consider him, he imposed great prohibition upon her. She's an Eishes Ish, she's a married woman, she can't be with any man in the world. Shagiga ba'asur la. But if she had a problem, a total mistake, with someone prohibited to her, einana eseres, b'motor la, she does not become prohibited in the one that is permitted to her, meaning her husband. And that's the case of Ones, totally against her will. It would still be permitted to be with her husband, provided, by the way, that he's not a Kohen. But under normal cases, she, shalo asar tahu ela b'krovoseh, that she's only prohibiting him in her relatives. It's a much lower level of imposing prohibition. Shogak ba'asur lo, if he were to violate this prohibition, which is not so far-reaching, the Gemara says, Eino din shelo nesa lo b'mutar lo, he should not be prohibited to the one that is permitted to him, meaning his wife. If she wouldn't, and she's much more serious, then he shouldn't become prohibited because it's considered of a lesser nature. V'zeh hadin l'shogeg, and that kavachomer works for shogeg, for something against her will, his will. But when it came to Mezid, we viewed it very differently, and we thought that he would indeed become prohibited. And on that we required the pasuk, Osa, her only, her misbehavior would cause prohibition between husband and wife, but the misbehavior of her sister is not going to cause that prohibition. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.